So I'm a bit early today, and I always advise caution. Tzorach lachshosh, I might be on time. So it's always kedai to take a few extra minutes. And today I must be on time because I have another shiur tonight, as usually before Yom HaPagra, as we approach Yom HaTovim, there's a greater demand for shiurim. So as I finish this shiur, I need to rush over to Givat Shaul to give another shiur yet tonight. So the shiur might be just a bit shorter than it usually is. And as I said last week, our discussion was about Simchas Purim, and today we will be discussing a very relevant shaila, which is unique to us in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh this year, when Purim falls on a Friday. When is the most appropriate time to have the Sudas Purim? So on Tov Resh Tzadik Hei Siv Beis, the Mechaber gives the various different halachos, the Mechaber and the Ramah, regarding Sudas Purim. Starting off with Chai V'Nishlev Esume B'Puraya D'Layodah B'Norom L'Boruch Mordechai, and this is a topic we discussed briefly last week by the Shiur, regarding this man. Noyagim lasei sudes purim la'achar mincho va'arves yisparalu balayla. So the Ramah says that the minig is to do the sudes purim after mincha, and after we finish the suda by night, we daven marav, and the suda is between mincha and marav. Umisparalim mincho tchilo ba'oida yoim godol v'rava suda tzricha liyoiz b'yoim v'lo kemo shenoagim. And that is not right. And the source of this Ramah is Trumas HaDeshen, as the Ramah quotes, and Trumas HaDeshen brings, that many people have the custom, the minag, they start Sudas Purim very close to the Shkia, and they wash by day, but most of the Suda is by night, and that's wrong, because Sudas Purim must be on Purim and not Moitzoi Purim. It is not enough that you wash Purim. The majority of the Suda one should eat and drink on Purim. And therefore, it is preferable to daven Mincha early. So the majority of the Suda should be by day. And the Maril, and not the middle of the Trumas HaDeshen, well, brings that some people do the Suda later just because Purim is a very busy day. And most people are quite occupied with the various different mitzvahs. Preparing the Suda, Mishloach Munas, Matonas Lavyoinim. There is so much to get done, and Mikra Megillah. And sometimes we need to read the Megillah again for the women. So Purim is a busy day, and therefore many people don't get around to do the Suda till at the end of the day. But the Ramah says, no, that is a mistake. One should daven mincha earlier, and you could continue the Suda after nightfall, even after Tzei Sekechovim, just like we sometimes do in Shalashudis or in Yom Tovim. But the majority of the Suda one should have before the Shkia, before nightfall. V'chein v'ikra Suda hu leil tezvov, and that's a mistake. V'chechal apurim b'yom yishishi. Yasu asuda v'shachres mishum kvoid Shabbos. What does Shachros mean? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nyud, quoting Rabbi Yankov Emden, the Emden Seder, Koidim Chatzois Hayoim Lechat Chilo. So Lechat Chilo, it's Kedai to have the Suda before Chatzois. And the Ramah says, one Purim falls on Yoim Shishi, on Erev Shabbos, Yaso Suda B'Shachas, Mishim Kvoit Shabbos. V'misha Roiso, Nasoisa Tomit B'Shachas, Harashus B'Yodoi. So everything we have in this Ramah in Siv Beis Simetofesh Sadekei is based on Trumas HaDeshen Simen Kuf Yud. So the Trumas HaDeshen writes, you could always have your Sudas Purim in the morning. It does not have to be in the afternoon. The Shlo, quoted by many poskim, the Shlo in Masechet Megillah maintains that even not Friday, it is always preferable to have the Suda morning, have a Purim breakfast. And the Kaf HaChaim, Sifkot Nechov Beis, and the Kaf HaChaim is one of the greatest volumes, which is a blend and combination between Halacha and Kabbalah. And the Kaf HaChaim really was a master in both areas. and he was an amazing bookie in Sifre Kabbalah and in Halacha as well, and the Kavach Haim Simetofei Sadekei, Siv Kot Nechav Beis writes, according to Kabbalah, it is also preferable to have Sudas Purim before noon, before Chatzos, and the Shloh also says so. But the minig is to have Sudas Purim in the afternoon. And maybe the source of the minig or the origin of the minig is just practicality, because the Rambam writes that you need Bosor B'Sudas Purim. Has to be a fleishig meal. So I heard from some of my American friends that in the more modern community in America, many people plan this year to have a milchigis sudas purim. No, that is definitely a mistake, because the Rambam clearly says perik beis halachat tesvav keitzad choyve sudas zushi yochel bosav yitakan sudas noa kafi yochel toy v'yishtiyayin. So you need to have bosom. So I said last week, the Mechaber doesn't write in Siman Tov Reish Tzadikei when he discusses the various halachos of Sudas Purim. Shulchan Aruch doesn't write that you need bosom. But it is obvious in Siman Tov Reish Tzadikei, because in Tov Reish Tzadikei and Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says that if a person is an oinein on Purim, nevertheless there is no oninus on Purim, and oichel bosom v'shoysi yayin. So it is obvious in Siman Tov Reish Tzadikei that according to the Shulchan Aruch as well, not only the opinion of the Rambam, but the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch as well, yes, you need fleishig. You need to eat a fleishig meal and not a milchig meal. And you also need to drink wine. And you need to eat a lot of wine, more than you usually drink. Very uncomfortable breakfast to have a heavy fleishig meal and wine. And that is probably why the most common minig is to have Sudas Purim in the afternoon. I also think that after Sudas Purim, it's basically over. And we want to have the Simcha of Purim most of the day, until the day is over. So the minig is, as the Ramo himself says, even though the Shloh says you can have Sudas Purim in the morning before Chatzos, the Kafach Haim says, according to the Mekabbalah, according to the Kabbalah, it's even preferable, but that is not the common minig. And Godel HaMinik, so we should have the Suda in the afternoon. However, Erev Shabbos is an exception. And the Ramo writes, Mishum Kvod Shabbos is better to have the Suda Spurim in the morning, preferable before Chatzos. The Vilna Gaon, as we see in Masa Rav, Ois Reish Mem Ches. The Pasuk says, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. So the Gaon washed after Shacharis in the morning, and he sat by the table of Sudas Purim throughout the day till night. And that was the meaning of the Gaon, because the Pasuk says, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, and therefore, that was his meaning. Not many people could do that, when you need to have a few very efficient Gaborim and Mishamshim to sit by the table and Sudas Purim all day long. But that was the minig of the Gaon, but that is not the common minig, as I made very clear. So when Purim falls on any other day of the week, we daven an early mincha, we have most of the Suda by day, and we could continue the Suda after night and still say Alanism. However, when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, like it does this year in Yerushalayim, we should make the Suda earlier. And earlier means that Amo says, Yasa Suda Shachas, Mishim Koit Shabbos, Mishim Brura, quoting some Achroinim, primarily to Bianca Vemdin, it would be preferable to have the Suda before Chatzos. Some people like the Minig of Poires, Mape, Umekadesh. And this Minig has a source in the Mordechai. Some other Rishonim quoted in the Magen Avraham, Sif Koton Tes, and Simen Tofresh, Sadekei. But when we closely examine the Loshon of the Magen Avraham, it is not his opinion that that's the right thing to do, and he does not recommend it. The Magen Avraham is not choylik. He does not reject and argue against the ruling of the Ramo. The Magen Avraham merely quotes the Mordechai. If you're sitting by Sudas Purim v'kiddush hayoyim, what are you supposed to do? But even in the Magen Avraham, that seems to be a bidyeved. So there are some poiskim, and it's mashma medevreim, that is lechatchila. We find that in the Me'iri in Mesechet Ksubis Dav Zayin Amid Beis, and once again, Psochim Kuf Aleph Omid Aleph. two sources in the Meiri, Tshuvas Maharil, Simen Nun Vav. They seem to feel that the proper meaning is Purim afternoon, like every year. That is the appropriate time for Sudas Purim, and then Poiris Mape Ume Kadesh. So yes, there are some that feel that that is the proper minig, but that is not what I recommend, and that is not the common minig in our day. And I want to explain various different reasons why Poiris Mape Ume Kadesh is not the right way, and there are reasons why it is not the more common minig. I would request if someone could bring me Mishneh Berurah Chelek Gimel, Mishneh Berurah Hilchos Shabbos, because that is where the various different halachas of Poiris Mape Ume Kadesh are to be found. So, why wouldn't Poiris Mape Ume Kadesh be the more reasonable minig? Simen Reish Ayin Aleph in Siv Dalet. We find two opinions, a machlokes, both opinions being brought in Shulchan Aruch. Also, let them klum koidim shiye kadesh, afilo mayim. Friday night, before Kiddush, you can have nothing to eat or drink, not even water. So when you come home from Shul, after Tzeisek Echovim, after Yedavin, you come home before Kiddush, you can eat nothing or drink nothing. Vafilo mhitchol maboid yom tzorach lahafsik. Shepoiris mape ume kadesh. So if a person was in the middle of a meal and Shabbos arrives, what does Poiris Mape Ume Kadesh mean? You cover the chalas in the middle of the Suda and you make Kiddush. Ve'emo yeshoy si yayin t'chilo eina oime ela Kiddush b'lvad b'loi b'chaz yayin. If you already said b'chaz yayin, you can't say b'ri pe'gofen once again by Kiddush because he was already yaitzu with b'chaz yayin. So you just say b'chaz Kiddush without b'chaz yayin. V'chakach mavorech b'chaz ha-moitzi. V'mein lo yayin v'mekadesh alapas. Einoi mavorech ha-moitzi. Because you say the moitzi only after the Kiddush. But v'mein lo yayin v'mekadesh alapas. Einoi mavorech ha-moitzi. V'yesh oimim. Shavkim shkadesh al yayin. Einoi mavorech ha-moitzi. So we have two different opinions of the Shulchan Aruch. When you're in the middle of a meal and Shabbos arrives and you're chayiv in Kiddush, you cannot continue eating before Kiddush. So the din is Poiris Mape Ume Kadesh. So the Mechaber brings opinion number one, after Kiddush, he needs to say a moitzi once again. And the Kiddush is a hefsek. Because he cannot eat before Kiddush, Kiddush in itself would be considered a hefsek. And after Kiddush, it's like a new meal, and he needs to say Berchus a moitzi once again. Opinion number two, Yesh Oimrim, She'enoi Mevorech a moitzi. And usually, that is one of the klolim in Piske HaMachaber, one of the basic rules. When the Machaber brings two different opinions, if it's Yesh Oimrim and Yesh Oimrim, Halocha Kibasroi. Second opinion is the more accepted one. But if the first shitta is brought Bistoma, and then it's Stam, V'achakach Yesh Oimrim, the Iker ruling of the Machaber is first opinion. So in our case, obviously, the first opinion that Mechaber brings is Mevorech Berchus HaMoitzi V'yesh Oimrim Sh'afilu Kishmkash HaNiayin Eina Mevorech HaMoitzi. Many Achroinim argue Sofek Berchus LaHokal, and by Poiris Mape Ume Kadesh one should not say Berchus HaMoitzi. So this is one reason to stay away from Poiris Mape Ume Kadesh, because we always come into a Sofek Berchus, and there are two different opinions. And especially, it's obvious from the klal that ikadas ha-mechaber is one should say berchus ha-moitzi. On the other hand, most achroinim side with a second opinion because sofek berchus lo kolam, we don't say berchus ha-moitzi, which brings us into a major controversy regarding berchus ha-nehenin. Does the rule of sofek berchus lo kolam apply or not? And some rishonim maintain, so this is like a Sofek Issa, and we would not say Sofek Brochas Lokal, but Sofek Brochas Lachmir. So one reason to stay away from Poiris Mape Ume Kadesh is not to get into this machlokes whether are we required to say Berchus HaMoitzi or not. Now comes the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if you don't say Berchus HaMoitzi, but you need Lecha Mishnah, because When you started off the Suda, it was Suda Spurim, not Suda Shabbos. Suda Spurim doesn't require Lecha Mishnah. But after you say Kiddush, right now, you're also starting Suda Shabbos. So you need Lecha Mishnah. But how could you have Lecha Mishnah without a Bracha? Rashi in Psochim Kuf Aleph says, the entire concept of Lecha Mishnah is to say the Bracha on Lecha Mishnah. But if you're not saying a Bracha, how would you be Yoytze Lecha Mishnah? So this is problem number two with Poydus HaMekadosh. Problem number one, yes Brucha, no Brucha. According to Chanoch, you need to say Berchas HaMoitzi. Many Achronim say we don't say Berchas HaMoitzi. So, Sofek Bruchas Lakula, so you don't say HaMoitzi. If you don't say HaMoitzi, you might be losing out on Lecha Mishnah. So, a few different sources in my Svorim. I wrote at great length about Lecha Mishnah. I think in Parshas Boi, Mechaso Shal HaTorah, Minchasosha Masechet Psochim, and Zmiras Shabbos Minchasosha. I don't know whether you're familiar with this sefer, which I like a lot. A few years ago, Zmiras Shabbos Minchasosha came out, and there's a lengthy discussion in that sefer about Lecha Mishnah. And I brought Rashi, many other, maybe most of the poiskim feel that the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is saying Berchas HaMoitzi on Lecha Mishnah. I wrote a different understanding, a different interpretation as well. It is Lav Dafka the Brocha. So many Hasidim have the minig that each and every member of the family says Berchas HaMoitzi. Most boys can feel that the Baal HaBayis says Berchas HaMoitzi on Lecha Mishnah, and he is Moitzi all other people that are present, family members or guests. But many Hasidim have the minig that we always say Berchas Hananan on our own, even Berchas HaMoitzi. But not everybody has Lecha Mishnah. So how are they Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah? If Rashi maintains that Lecha Mishnah means saying Berchas HaMoitzi on Lecha Mishnah, and each member of the family gets a slice of challah, and he says his own Berchas HaMoitzi, you cannot be Yoytze Berchas HaMoitzi of the father of the Baal HaBayis and then say HaMoitzi once again. That would be a Bracha Ravatola. So you're not Yoytze with his HaMoitzi. You prefer to say Berchas HaMoitzi on your own, but you no longer have Lecha Mishnah. So we must assume that because the head of the family said his HaMoitzi on the Lecha Mishnah, even a slice of that challah would be considered Lecha Mishnah. And when other members of the family say Berchas HaMoitzi on a slice of that challah that was the father's Lecha Mishnah, that would still be defined as Lecha Mishnah, but that would be a big chiddush. So if the Aruch HaShulchan maintains, yes HaMoitzi, no HaMoitzi, but you need Lecha Mishnah because you're right now starting Suda Shabbos. When you washed 2 hours ago, was Suda Purim, had nothing to do with Shabbos. So when you put this Mapa Mekadosh, right now, this is the beginning of Suda Shabbos. Yes, it's strange, it's interesting. So right now you're starting Suda Shabbos, but by Berchas HaMosen you're going to say Al HaNisim as well. And soon we'll get to that. That would be problem number three. But problem number two would be, you definitely need Lecha Mishnah. And if you can't say HaMoitzi, how would this be Lecha Mishnah? That is problem number two with a minig of Poyos Papa Mekadosh. Problem number three is, major machlokes, when Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, and how do you bench Sholosh Shudis Maitzuy Shabbos, when Maitzuy Shabbos is a Shchodesh? Do we say both Ritzei and Yalav Yavoy? That would be a Tarta de Sasa. Because Ritzei belongs to yesterday and Yalav Yavoy belongs to tomorrow. So the common minig is that we try to finish the Suda before the Shkia, Achilles HaPas. We say Ritzei, and we don't say Yalav V'Yavoy. Because saying both Ritzei and Yalav V'Yavoy would be defined by most poskim as a Tarta D'Sasra. Ritzei belongs to yesterday, Yalav V'Yavoy belongs to tomorrow. We would have the same problem when Purim falls out of Shabbos and you put his Mapa Mekadosh. When it comes to Berchas HaMozen, will you say both Al HaNisim and Ritzei? That would be the same dilemma as Rosh Chodesh Sunday, because Al HaNisim belongs to yesterday and Ritzei belongs to tomorrow, to tonight, which once again would be a problem. So we have three different problems with the minhag of Poiris Mapa Mekadesh. One is the Sofek, yes Amoitzi, no Amoitzi. Problem number two would be Lecha Mishnah. If there is no Amoitzi, how will we Yoitzi Lecha Mishnah? Problem number three would be the combination, or rather the contradiction between Aranism, which belongs to Purim, and Ritzeh, which belongs to Shabbos. Because Purim is Friday, and Shabbos is Shabbos. So, according to many Poskim, we have this dilemma when Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday. And above and beyond all the other different questions that we discussed, Kafa Chaim, Siv Katan Chov Beis, and Reish Ayin Aleph argues that Arpi Kabbalah, Poiris Mapa Mekadesh is always problematic, and the Seder HaOirois VaHatzinoirois of Tfilas Leil Shabbos is Kriya Shema. After Kriya Shema comes Tfilas Arvit, Tfilas Amida, and after that comes Kiddush. So one should not put Kiddush before Tfilas Amida and before Kriya Shema, quoted by the Kafa Chaim Da'as HaMekubalim. So for various different reasons, I think Poiris Mapa Mekadesh, even though some sources do say that that is the minig on Purim, but it is not the common minig. And the vast majority of Achronim follow in the footsteps of the Ramo, and they argue, Purim falls out of Shabbos, we should make the Suda earlier. So the Lashon of the Ramo is, the Suda should be Shachris, and the Mishnah Berurah quoting Rabbi Yankovem, the Fnei Chatzos, but that is not the common minig. And that is not my minig either. So I think most people have the Suda La'acha Chatzos, and for very good reasons. One of the reasons is, yes, as the Truma Sedeshan says, Purim is a busy day till you get home from shul, especially people that read the Megillah again for their families who stayed home, and Mishloach Monos, Amatonos of Yoinim, and if you're a man of stature, a rav, or and people come and go and come to visit and bring Mishloach Monos. But at least one should have the Suda, could be after Chatzos, but not Mishor Chiyas, Mishor Sidus, Metesh Shos Velemala. And that brings us to another Siman in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Mem Tes. Reish Mem Tes, Siv Beis. We deal with the various halachas of Erev Shabbos. Siman Reish Mem Beis. Dinim Hashaychem LeYerev Shabbos. And we learn a Siv Beis. Asur LeKvoa BeYerev Shabbos Suda VeMishta She'eina Rogel BeYamei HaChol. If it's more than what we're accustomed to on Erev Shabbos, that is a prohibition, which means you cannot have a major Suda, a big Suda on Erev Shabbos. Ba'afilu Sudas Edison, even if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, one should avoid having a major Suda on Erev Shabbos. Mipnei Kvod Shabbos, Shiyakonis Shabbos Kishu To'ev Lechol, V'chol Ayoim B'chlal Yisrael. It is the right thing, just like the Gemara says in the Mishnah says in the very first Mishnah of Perek Arvei Pesachim, that Erev Pesach, what person should not have a feast? Kedei She'yorchel Matzah L'Teyavayin. He should eat Matzah L'Teyavayin with appetite. The same would apply to every Suda Shabbos, every Leil Shabbos. However, the Ramo says, Suda Shezmano Erev Shabbos. But if you can't postpone the Suda, Suda Sedison, an engagement party, you could make Sunday. Doesn't have to be Erev Shabbos. Or you could make it Thursday. But if you're dealing with a bris or a pinyon ben, and this is a mitzvah boy biyom, you can't push it off, you can't postpone it to any other time, Mutar v'chein aminik poshet, which means we do not say minimize the Suda's mitzvah. So have mizaynus for Suda Sabris, have a minor Suda and not a feast. No. A Suda's mitzvah, whether it's Pidyan Ben or a Bris, deserves to be a Mechubetik Suda. And because it's a Suda's mitzvah which cannot be put off, cannot be postponed, you could have that even Erev Shabbos. However, the Mechaber keeps on, continues, and he says, "Aval mitzvah lehimona melech v'yasu d'shenog b'b'chol meteisha shoyz v'lemalom." So even if it's a Suda's mitzvah, which cannot be postponed, one should avoid or prevent having a Suda mitesha shoyz v'lemala, which means mid-afternoon. Chatzos is misheshuas v'lemala, 3 hours after Chatzos, which is mid-afternoon, one should no longer have a Suda. Not even a Suda shenog b'yed of Shabbos, even if it's not a big Suda. If it's a big Suda, even it's a Suda's mitzvah, which cannot be postponed, make it earlier. And I think this halacha would apply to Suda's Purim as well. So obviously, Suda's Purim cannot be earlier or cannot be later. You can't make it on Thursday, you can't make it on Sunday. It's got to be Friday, because Friday is Purim de Mekovim, Tezvav Adar. But you should not have the Suda Mitesha Shoyz Velamala. So start your Suda after Chatzos, but by late afternoon, an hour or two before Shabbos, the Suda should be over. Mishum Kamoid Shabbos. After all, Shabbos is the Oraisa. Purim is Mid-Divrei Kabbalah. Shabbos comes before Yom Tov. Yom Tov comes before Purim. So the proper minig is not necessarily before Chatzos, even though that is what the Ramah recommends. But the common minig is not necessarily before Chatzos, but not Miteish Yeshuas V'Ramala, based on Simen Reish Mem Tes in Shulchan Aruch. One additional comment, which is based on Yerushalmi, Hayom and Aleph. Purim HaMishulash, when Tesvav falls on Shabbos, we divide the various mitzvahs. Some we perform on Friday, some on Sunday, none on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi, Megillat Daf Yomei Daf, asks, why can't you have Suda's Purim on Shabbos? We understand you can't give Matoras Levyonim on Shabbos, because Matoras Levyonim is primarily money, and money is Muktzah. You can't give Mishloach Monos on Shabbos. Various different problems are involved. First of all, most places, they didn't have Eruvim. So it's a Isor, Daladam Mishus Arab, Moitzim Mishus Mishus. You can't give gifts on Shabbos. That's a Gzeirah Mishum Mekech Omemkar. So obviously, Mishloach Monos, Matonos Sefironim can't be performed on Shabbos. But why not have Sudas Purim on Shabbos? Yerushalmi asks. So this could bring us into a major sugi of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Could we have Sudas Purim on Shabbos? Which is a major sugi into itself. And I don't have time now to get into the sugi of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Maybe at another opportunity. But the Yerushalmi has a unique argument, and the Yerushalmi says, "Lasis Ostim Yemei Mishta V'Simcha." Sudas Purim must be Tori BeBeisdin. Sudas Shabbos is not dependent on Beisdin. Sudas Purim, which is on a given date, Yud Daled Prozim Tezvov the Makofin, is dependent on Kiddush Achodesh. That is Tori BeBeisdin, just like all Yomim Tovim are Tori BeBeisdin, and that is why the bracha of Kiddushas Hayom in Yom Tov is Mekadosh Yisroel v'Hazmanim. Shabbos, we don't say Mekadosh Yisroel v'HaShabbos. Shabbos, we merely say Mekadosh HaShabbos. Yom Tov, we say Mekadosh Yisroel v'Hazmanim. And why is that? That is because Shabbos is totally not dependent on Basin. We have no input in when Shabbos falls. Shabbos is Shabbos, Mesheshes Yemei Bereshes. But regarding Yom Tov, it is dependent on the basin. It's dependent on Kiddush HaChodesh, and that is why we say Mekadosh Yisroel v'Hazmanim. So the Yerushalmi applies the same idea. Sudas Purim is a Suda which is totally bebeisdin. Shabbos is not totally bebeisdin, and that is why Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Purim don't go together. And I feel this might be an additional reason to avoid having Sudas Purim into Shabbos. Because on one hand, Poiris Mapa Mekadosh. And as I explained before, it is only after Kiddush that this Suda is transformed from Sudas Purim into Sudas Shabbos. But it still is Sudas Purim. And that is why we say Alanism when we bench. And Sudas Purim and Sudas Shabbos don't go together, as the Yerushalmi explains in Megillah Daf Hey Amud Aleph. So I explained for various different reasons that Poiris Mapa Emekadesh would not be the recommended minag. So what did we discuss? Number one, yes, amoitzi, no amoitzi. Number two, the problem of Lecha Mishnah. Number three, the obvious contradiction between Alanisim and Ritzei, a contradiction that we find in another situation as well, when Rosh Chodesh is Sunday and the benching of Shavashudis. Could we combine Yalav Yavoy with Ritzei? Problem number four, and that is the major issue, Reish Memtes Siv Beis. One should not have a major Suda, Metes Shos Velamala, Kedei Sheyoichol B'Shabbos L'Teyavoyin. And that goes against the minig of Poiris Mape Mekadesh. We also mentioned the Mekubolim. According to Kabbalah, Kiddush comes after Kriya Shema and Mariv. And finally, the Yerushalmi, that Suda Shabbos and Suda Purim don't really go together. An additional problem which is common when we continue Suda Purim into Shabbos, the spirit of Purim is somewhat different than the spirit of Shabbos. The Chayav Vinish Levesuma Adela Yoda. And people many times become drunk or they fall asleep. And at the end of the day, they don't daven Mariv Leil Shabbos, they don't say Kabbalah Shabbos. And I know of many cases, people got up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and it is only then that they said Kabbalah Shabbos and Mariv. So for all these different reasons, I think Poiris Mapa Mekadesh is not a very good idea for this coming Purim. We should have the Sudas Purim earlier. Well, according to the Ramo, it should be before Chatzos, not necessarily before Chatzos, but Meteisha Shoas Velamala, the bulk of Sudas Purim should be over, Kedei Sheyakones L'Shabbos V'Yoichol Sudas Shabbos L'Tayov, and I think that is the more preferable minute. So, as I mentioned at the outset of this shiur, I am in somewhat of a rush tonight because I need to give another shiur tonight. But I do want to share with you some additional ideas and machshavas and insight about Yemei HaPurim Abur Aleinu L'Toivo. So we cherish minhagim, and many opportunities I speak about the importance of minhagim. Minhag Yisrael Torah, as we all very well know, and twice in Shas Chazal say that minhagim are binding. It's not just a nice thing to do. Minhagim are binding. They are obligatory, mandatory. And Chazal base the relevance and the validity of minhagim on the pasuk Shema Beni Musa Avicha V'Hang Titoish Torah Semecha. There is one minhag, which is a very early minhag regarding Purim, which I'm happy that it was forgotten, and I do not recommend adopting. And that is a minhag which we don't really find in Hilchas Purim. We find it only once in Shas, and that is Sanhedrin Daf Samech Daled Amud Beis. What is that minhag about? The Gemara calls it Mashvarta Dipuraya. And what was the minhag? Rashi and the Rama. We have a magnificent sefer, one of the Rishonim, Reb Meir Abulafia, the Rama, Amesechet Sanhedrin. And the Rama, as Rashi, Sanhedrin Samech Daled Amud Beis, explain the minhag of Mashvarta Dipuraya. Kids used to dig pits and put on fire in the pits and then jump over the fire. So you could understand why I do not recommend reviving this minhag, which Baruch Hashem was forgotten. And I'm not aware of anywhere in the world in which this minhag is part of our ritual. And as I said, I have no intention tonight of recommending to be mechadish this minhag. But what is the minhag all about? What does that have to do with Purim? And what does this minhag come to symbolize? So my feeling is this. Hodor kibluhu b'yamei Achashverosh is what we learn in Shabbos Daf Peches. At the time of Mamed Har Sinai, Kofolei Markigis, So many different opportunities we discuss the concept of Kof Olam HaKigigis. But the Gemara says, Hode Kiblu B'mei Achashverosh. In the days of Mordechai ve'Esther, Klal Yisrael renewed its devotion and commitment, and once again they took upon themselves with total love, Egdimu Nasa L'Nishbo. Hode Kiblu B'mei Achashverosh. So Tosfos in Shabbos Paiches asks, and we discussed this kasha many times, on one hand, it was such a magnificent moment. On the other hand, in that very same page in Gemara, in Shabbos Peches, Chazal say, so were we coerced and forced into Kabbalah Satoira, or did we declare Nasa V'Nishma out of our choice and free will? So Tosfos says an interesting response. Tosfos answered, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kevyochol was afraid that when they will see the fire on top of the mountain in Har Sinai, they might regret, they might pull back, they'll backtrack. And that is why Kodesh Baruch Hu Kofalem HaKigigis. There's nowhere out. There's nowhere out. You're here for better or for worse. No way out, no way back. Kofalem HaKigigis. And I always ask, what actually happened when they saw the fire? What actually happened? So in Parshas Veschanan, the Pasuk says, V'tikrovun v'tamdun tachas ahar v'hine ahar boyer be'esh choshech onon v'yarofa. It was quite a frightening spectacle, because usually when there's a big fire, there's a lot of light. So this was somewhat strange. It was a miracle. On one hand, v'hinei ha'har boya ba'esh choshech onon v'yarofa. So it was a frightening sight. How did the people respond? When you're scared, you look for cover. You try to run away. No one ran away. They all pushed in. V'tikravun v'tamdun. So that fire did not chase us away. It didn't frighten us off. We were not afraid of that fire. We saw the fire, and it was a frightening spectacle. And nevertheless, the tikrovon v'tamdun tachas ahar, and maybe that is the source of the minhag, the little kids dig pits put on fire. They should be afraid, but they're not. And they jump over the fire. Maybe the mothers are terrified, but they're not afraid. And that brings us back to Mamed Har Sinai. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choshesh. They might back out. They'll see the fire, they'll be frightened, they'll be terrified, they'll backtrack. But it didn't happen. What happened? To the contrary. V'hinei har boya b'yesh, v'tikrovun v'tamdun tachas har. So zecher to that mamed, that was a minig of Purim. Hodel kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. So the little kids put on fires, jump over the fires to prove we were not deterred then, we're not afraid now. We want Torah, and we are matnim nasa l'nishma. Maybe that is the source and the rationale of that minig. And maybe there's some more profound inyan. Eish symbolizes Midas Adin. Mayim is Rachem. We find that many times in the Zohar. And in Ramban al Torah, the posuk Miyaminoi Eish Das Lomoi. The Ramban says Yesh Bezeh Soid Godol, because there is an obvious contradiction. Miyaminoi Eish Das Lomoi. Smol is Midas Adin, and Yamin is Rachamim. Eish is Din, Mayim is Rachamim. So Eish connects with Smol, Mayim with Yamin. But this pasuk says, Mi Yaminoi, Eish das Lamoi. Yesh b'zeh soid godol, Shemidas Adin klula barachamim. There's an interaction between Midas Adin and Rachamim. And we could bring forth rachmim from Midas Adin. And those are the most intense rachamim. When Midas Adin is mashpia rachamim, those are the greatest rachamim. And that is something we learn from many different sources. And that is the soid of Mimine Yisus Lomoy. And in Sidra Gro, in Kiddushi the Sidra, Ashrei Avolatzion, and the Posik, Begvurois Yeshu Yaminoi, the Gro says the same idea. Begvurois is Din. Yesha Yaminoi is Rachamim, the combination of Din Verachamim. That taps everything. And that is why we say, Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed, Beberchas Agvurois. The second Baruch and Shmoines is called Berchas Agvurois, Gvurois Yishovim, and that is where we prefer to say, Machalka Chayim Bechesed. So Eish symbolizes Midas Aden, but Eish is also Torah. Haloi koi dvoreke Eish n'omeshen. And when we learn Torah and Purim, that is Mahapech Din Lerachem. So Eish is a destructive force, but Eish could also be the most positive force, and that is the Eish of Torah. The Baal HaTurim says, Hasne is the same as Sinai. Samech Nun Yud, Samech Nun Hey, Hey. When Moshe Rabbeinu observes the Sne, that is the same fire that in later generations will be on Har Sinai. And that fire, V'hinei Hasne Boya Be'esh V'Hasne Einenu Ukal. It is a fire that does not consume. It does not destroy. And that is what amazes Moshe Rabbeinu. He observes the fire in the Sne, on the thorn bush. And he sees, V'hinei Hasne Boya Be'esh V'Hasne Einenu Ukal. This fire gives light. It gives warmth. It does not destroy. And that is the fire of Sinai. And that is the fire of Torah. And that turns Midas Adin into Midas Harachamim. And maybe that is why the kids jump over that fire to indicate this is a fire that doesn't burn. It doesn't destroy. It doesn't consume. It is a fire we should be drawn to and not deterred by. And that is why Purim, we have this many kids putting on fires and pits and jumping over the fire, as to say, this is not a fire that hurts, that burns, that destroys. So the Ramo brings that it's a proper minig before Sudas Purim to learn Torah. Because La Yehudim Hoysu Oiro V'Simcha V'Sasoin Oiro Zu Torah. So before Simchas Purim, one should learn Torah. And many Gedolim throughout the ages exalted and spoke about Torah that we learn on Purim, which is such a tremendous schus. The Shloa Kodesh, in Masechet Megillah, Yesoid V'Shoresh Ho'Avoida, and many others. So in Eretz Yisrael, in recent years, in many congregations, cities, kehillas, shchunot, we have Yeshivas Mordechai Tzadik, and kids get together with their parents for an hour of limud Torah. It's a beautiful minig, beautiful minig. One should dedicate some time Purim to learn Torah. La'hid moisu oiro v'simcha v'sosa v'yekor oiru zu toiro chazal dash. So this Shabbos was Pasha Zohar, and we read Zohar Asher Osa Lecho Amolek Kimocha Emche Zeichel Amolek Timcha Zeichel Amolek Melech Shemayim. I remember as a young bocher, I was learning Vav Abasa Daf Mem Vav, and I was shocked to find Mem Vav Omid Beis and Vav Abasa Amolek Siman. We are to destroy Amolek, to eradicate his name, and Chazal put him somewhere where nobody would dare to take him out. Vav Abasa Mem Vav. So why do Chazal prefer to use the name of Amalek as a siman? Rabbi Yankov Emden asked this question. And Rabbi Yankov Emden, in his comments on Shas Bavli, Bava Basa Mavov says, and I'm quoting more or less his lashon, Kach ye'ose le'menuval hazeh, le'gror oto le'beis ha'medrash, le'shbor et kocho ve'lehotzi mimenu kol nitzotz kadosh. This is Melchemes Amalek. Melchemes Amalek in our time So we don't fight Amalek with cannons and with missiles and with ammunition, because he is nowhere and he's everywhere. So we fight Amalek in abstract. But Amalek is Shoresh HaTumah, and he is everywhere. As we go out of the Beis Medrash, he's probably stronger than we are. The place to fight him is in Bava Basa Memvov, or in Bava Mitzua Lamedvov, or in Bava Kama Chavov. Doesn't really make a difference. That is where we fight him. So at the very end of Megillah Esther, Mordechai Hayehudi, Gadol Yehudim, V'ratzui L'roi Ve'achov. Most of the Jews liked Mordechai. Most of them. Who could go against Mordechai? He brought salvation. He brought the miracle. He was the leader of the Jews, and he brought forth this amazing nace of V'nahafaychu. Who could go against Mordechai? And why? So the Gemara says, Megillat Tazayin Amud Beis, some of the great leaders of the Sanhedrin argued that he caused Bittul Torah. And that's strange. What do you mean, Bittul Torah? It's a Gemara Mefresh, it's a Tzoytet Af Mem Gimel, Melchemes Mitzvahs Doicha Talmud Torah, Oisik Mitzapotah Min HaMitzvah. Was there any other way? So my feeling is, the others argued against Mordechai. You don't get it. Haman is Amalek. Haman is Amalek, Mezera Agag. You can't fight Amalek with Bittul Torah. This just cannot be. The only way to fight Amalek is with Talmud Torah. And they said to Mordechai, Mordechai, did you forget Reb Yankov Emden in Bava Basra Memvav? Don't you remember what he says there? You can't fight Amalek with Bittul Torah. So our problem is not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. How could you be victorious in Melchemes Amalek with Bittul Torah? That was their argument. Don't you get it, Mordechai? This is Melchemes Amalek. The only way to fight Amalek is with Torah. So yes, Purim, it's a big Indian. Dedicate some of your time to Talmud Torah before sitting down to Sudas Purim. Take out a Gemara, take out a Mishnah Berurah, take out a Mishnayis. Learn Torah, and then you sit down. Lehidim oisol oiro, v'simcha, v'soson, v'yakor, kein tiyalon. Ho rachamon, hu yasalin, lonu nisim, v'nefos k'shem, shosis alav aseinu, v'yomim, hu heim, u'bizman hazeh. We should be zoichu to simcha, and nachas, and soson, v'yachad am kol beis yisroel, am b'yaz goyal tzedek, v'mheiro, v'yomeinu, v'yomeinu.